Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana head football coach Tom Allen addressing the media on Sunday to get the updates to his staff and what's happening as spring football is right on the horizon.
Very excited about some changes we made in our program here at Indiana. Going to announce three individuals today. Dave Ballou is going to be our new strength and conditioning coach in charge of that area. And then Kane Womack is going to be our new linebackers coach. And he'll be here in a few minutes to answer some questions. And Dr. Matt Ray is also going to be in the strength and conditioning program, a specialist in speed development, has a doctorate in that area, and a man that I'm very, very excited about as well, adding to our program. The second signing period is coming up here in February, a little bit different schedule than we've had in the past. We've usually, this has kind of been the race to signing day when we get on the road this weekend, but now it's the second signing, and we've had 24 young men that have joined our class already. We'll have a few spots remaining. Not sure exactly how that's all going to play out. Kind of project to sign a couple, two or three high school individuals in that group, and maybe have a couple possible transfers in the springtime. We don't know how it's going to play out, but the bottom line is that we don't have a lot left to do. Going to emphasize recruiting 2019 class members for our future. That's going to be the emphasis over the next several weeks. Side about our team as they began training this week, finished week number one. As we move through here, we'll have a 9-week cycle in the weight room, increasing our strength and our speed, allowing us to be able to do a tremendous job in that area. And then also we'll be moving into our spring. March 3rd will be our first spring practice on a Saturday, and then April 14th will be our spring game, which will be on a Saturday as well. So we're very excited about the way the schedule is going to flow for that. We'll announce the times at a later date for both those practices and the spring game.
Spring football, there's a warm thought for a Tuesday afternoon. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Head coach Tom Allen talks about his new addition to the coaching staff and a reshuffle in special teams.
Kane Womack is going to be joining us as our new linebackers coach, and that to me is a big deal. You know, I talked a lot of other coaches in this profession, head coaches, even assistants, just about kind of what their philosophy was going to be about. How do you address this 10th coach? Where do you put that individual? And to me, I came to the summary of I want to find the best coach that fits with us. That's on the field, that's off the field, that's in recruiting, all those areas. And so that's what we did. Kane is an individual coming to us from South Alabama where he's been the defensive coordinator there. He was the youngest defensive coordinator in FBS the last two seasons. 2 years ago when I first got here, we finished the 2016 season as the most improved defense in the country. South Alabama's defense led by Kane Womack was number two. We've have a lot of similarities in philosophy, just the way that we go about running our defense and the way that we motivate and lead. And so that's the fit part I was talking about. So because of that, obviously, we address the issue here of moving William Inge to the area of special teams. You know how I've emphasized special teams ever since I've been the head football coach here at Indiana. In our very first class, we signed a punter, and you saw the benefit of him this past season. In this class, my first full class, we signed a kicker that just kicked in the USA All-American game last weekend. That's something that I put an emphasis on. And special teams, in terms of how we're going to run it as a program, is no different. In the past, it's always been we've kind of had several guys in charge of different areas. And so I just felt like that as a third of the game is special teams. It can decide the outcome of about every single game. Having someone over that they're going to own and that they're going to take to be their responsibility primarily is going to be Coach Inge. We've improved dramatically in special teams, I felt like, from last year to this year, but still not good enough. Putting him in charge of that, to me, is a very, very important role. And I'm excited about having him in that position.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.